Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie, and today we have a very fun lesson for you.
Hi, friends. My name is Peter. I hope you're ready to learn with us. Today's topic is technology.
And our title is, What's My Password? What's my password? Peter, did you ever forget your computer password?
Yes, I have done that many times, or I make a new password, and all I can remember is my old password.
Well, I forget my password sometimes. That's why I always write it down. Well, let's learn more about this topic. Here's Peter with our Read It.
Linda cannot get into her computer. She can't remember her password. Linda wrote her password in her notebook. That was stupid because now she can't find her notebook. Ben borrowed Linda's notebook because he needed some paper. But Linda's notebook is private. Linda wants to keep her passwords secret. So she will erase her passwords from her notebook.
Thank you, Peter. So, poor Linda, she can't get into her computer because she doesn't remember her password. I know that feeling.
But Marie, didn't you always used to write your passwords down so you wouldn't forget?
Yes, but I started writing it down because I kept forgetting my password. Before, I never wrote it down and I could never get into my computer.
Well, we can never forget about our wonderful teacher, Christina. Here she is to give us our keywords for today.
Hi, 我们今天的主题是电脑的密码。电脑就是 computer. Linda has a problem with her computer. 她今天进不去她的电脑，为什么呢？原来 Linda 忘记了密码了。She can't remember her password. 密码就是 password.Linda 说她其实有把密码写在笔记本里，可是现在居然找不到笔记本了。笔记本就是 notebook. She wrote the password in her notebook. 同事们都说把密码写在笔记本里实在是一个不太安全的做法。Linda 也承认这样做实在是很愚蠢。她说 I know it was stupid. 形容词 stupid 就是愚蠢或糊涂的。结果是 Ben 没说一声就把笔记本借走了，跟人借东西就是 borrow。Ben borrowed Linda's notebook， 真的是虚惊一场。Linda 着急地对 Ben 说：“那本笔记本是我私人的，你需要的话应该是要用你自己的。”My notebook is private， 形容词 private 表示私人、私有的。
Hey, Linda, is something wrong?
Yes, I can't get into my computer.
Why not?
My password isn't working.
Are you using the right one?
I think so, but I can't check. I wrote my password in my notebook, and now it isn't here.
Where is it?
I don't know. It was next to my computer.
Linda...That wasn't very safe.
Oh no, Linda is upset. She can't get into her computer.
That's not good. Most of us use computers every day. We do our work on the computer. We talk to our friends and family on the computer too. And we put our pictures and everything else that's important on the computer.
Yeah, without a computer...Life would be really hard.
Linda can't get into her computer because she says, My password isn't working.
My password isn't working.
Marie, maybe you should find the paper you wrote it down on.
No, Peter. My password isn't working is today's...
Calendar phrase!
My password isn't working.
My password isn't working. 我的密码无效，不能用。
My password isn't working.
Try it again.
My password isn't working.
Try it one more time.
My password isn't working.
Is it the right password?
Yes, of course.
Is it the right computer?
Oops. Wrong laptop.
My password isn't working.
My password isn't working. 我的密码无效，不能用。
We learn that Linda wrote her password in her notebook, but now she can't find her notebook. She says, it was next to my computer. Let's learn more about this with Rebecca. Hi, Rebecca.
Hey, friends. If you want to say that something is next to something else, you can use this grammar point. Noun plus verb next to noun. For example, Taylor is next to Rob, or the supermarket is next to the bank. Make sure that you use it. Thank you, Rebecca. So let's talk more about our grammar point. I am standing next to Peter, and Peter is standing next to me. Look around you. What or who are you next to?
Well, I think we should learn more about this sentence. And I think our teacher, Christina, has more to say. Let's go to her right now.
Linda 找不到她的笔记本。她说, it was next to my computer. 我们特别要用这个句子做例子来看看过去式动词的妙用。因为 Linda 如果说中文的话,她可能会说,她本来在我的电脑旁边。可是英文的本来要怎么说呢？其实不必说本来，只要用过去式就可以了。我们举几个例子来看看。比如我找到了 Dolly， 你说怎么会呢？ She was sleeping in her room。 这里用了过去式就表示她刚才、她之前或是她本来还在房间睡觉。第二个例子，如果我一直想打电话给你，但是最后都没打，就说 I wanted to call you，表示我本来想要打给你的。还有你说的话我都没有当真，因为 I thought you were joking， 我以为你在开玩笑。这些过去式都表达出中文里本来的含义。
Thank you, Christina. So Linda's password was next to the computer, but now it's gone. Let's find out what happens next in part B.
Hello, Ben.
Hi, Linda. What's wrong?
I can't do my work today.
Why not?
Because I lost my computer password.
You lost it? How?
Well, it's in my notebook, but I can't find my notebook.
What? Why did you write your password in your notebook?
I know it was stupid, but...I can never remember passwords.
Ben can tell Linda is upset. He says, what's wrong?
We say what's wrong to somebody when they look upset or when somebody looks sick. We can also say it to someone who looks like they had a bad day.
When you see your friend and they look upset or sick, ask them,What's wrong? This shows that you care, and maybe you can help them in some way.
Right. So, what's wrong with Linda? Well, the problem is she can't do her work. She lost her computer password.
If you lose something, you can't find it. Many of us have lost things. Things like keys, or maybe a bag, or even a wallet.
If you lost something, remember where you put it last, and then maybe you will find it there. Have you ever lost anything, Peter?
I've lost many things. Usually I forget where I put my sunglasses. I usually leave them somewhere, and I can never find them.
I've done that too sometimes. So how did Linda's password get lost? Well, she said it's in her notebook, but now she can't find her notebook. Oh no, Linda!
Notebooks are good to have, if you don't lose them. This is a notebook. We use notebooks to write down things. And it's full of sheets of paper.
Students use notebooks in their classes. It's great for taking notes and for doing homework too. And they are very convenient. What do you use a notebook for? Talk about it with a friend.
In our conversation, Linda says writing her password in her notebook was stupid.
Well, I don't think it's that stupid. You know what, Peter? I think it's time for a break. We'll learn more after this. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Welcome back from the break. Now, Marie, have you ever lost anything important?
I have. I lost my wallet many years ago.
How did you lose it?
Well, I was standing at the bus stop. Then I felt someone touch my bag, but I didn't think anything of it. When I went home, my wallet was gone. The person who touched my bag took my wallet.
Oh, so you didn't lose it. It was stolen. That's horrible.
Yeah, and I never saw it again. Hey, I wonder if Linda will find her password. Let's find out in Conversation C.
Linda, I have your notebook.
You have my notebook? Why?
Well, I borrowed it from the office. I needed some paper.
Ben, my notebook is private. You should have your own.
I'm sorry, Linda. I didn't think.
It's okay. I shouldn't keep my passwords in my notebook.
True. Passwords should be secret.
Yeah. I'll erase them from my notebook. It was Ben. Ben had Linda's notebook. He borrowed it from the office. Let's learn more about this with Christina.
结果Linda的笔记本是被Ben借去的。 Ben说, I borrowed it from the office. 原来是他从办公室借走的。 我们可以来练习一下这个句型, borrow something from someone. I borrowed this book from Sally. 或者, can I borrow a pen from you? 我可以跟你借一支笔吗? 以上讲的都是向人借东西的说法。 如果是要把东西借给别人的话, 主要用lend这个字。 要说lend something to someone, 你可以说, I can lend my bike to you. 或者, they will lend the meeting room to us. 他们会把会议室借给我们用。 以上就是borrow from和lend to的用法。
Thank you, Christina. So, Marie, do you ever borrow something from someone else?
I do. I borrow my sister's clothes all the time. And I borrow her jewelry, too. And she borrows things from me.
Wow, you guys borrow a lot. When you borrow something, you use it for a little while. Then you give it back to that person. And it's always important to ask someone to borrow something. Don't just take it.
Yeah, that's not good. So in our conversation, we learned that Ben took Linda's notebook because he needed some paper.
Ben shouldn't have done that. He needs to ask before. Linda says her notebook is private. Private means it's only for that one person. No one else should use it or see it.
Yeah, we all have private things. Phones, diaries, credit cards, and bags are all things we want to keep private. Peter, what are you doing?
Well, we talked about a notebook today, right? And I think we need to learn about an eraser, too. This is an eraser. And when you write something down that you want to get rid of, you can erase it.
Erasers are always good to have. Linda decides to erase her password from her notebook. I think that is a very good idea, Linda. And I think it's also a great idea if we review our keywords. Here we go.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Computer. Computer. Ben plays games on his computer.
Password. Password. Oh no, I forgot my email password.
Notebook. Notebook. I can write your name in my notebook.
Stupid. Stupid. I was stupid. I left my lunch at home.
Borrow. Borrow. Can I borrow your pen?
Private. Private. This letter is private. Don't read it. Well, those are our keywords for today. Make sure to practice. Right now, let's go over our lesson one more time.
Hey, Linda. Is something wrong?
Yes. I can't get into my computer.
Why not?
My password isn't working.
Are you using the right one?
I think so, but I can't check. I wrote my password in my notebook, and now it isn't here.
Where is it?
I don't know. It was next to my computer.
Linda, that wasn't very safe.
Hello, Ben.
Hi, Linda. What's wrong?
I can't do my work today.
Why not?
Because I lost my computer password.
You lost it? How?
Well, it's in my notebook, but I can't find my notebook.
What? Why did you write your password in your notebook?
I know it was stupid, but I can never remember passwords.
Linda, I have your notebook.
You have my notebook? Why?
Well, I borrowed it from the office. I needed some paper.
Ben, my notebook is private. You should have your own.
I'm sorry, Linda. I didn't think.
It's okay. I shouldn't keep my passwords in my notebook.
True. Passwords should be secret.
Yeah. I'll erase them from my notebook.
No, that's not it!
What's wrong, Ginger?
I can't get into my computer! I forgot my password!
Well, why didn't you write it down?
I did! I wrote it on a piece of paper!
Well, where is the piece of paper?
I put it in a safe place.
Where?
I forgot.
Was your password your name?
No!
Your mother's name?
No!
Your favorite color?
No!
Was it your favorite food?
Yes! Yes! My password is bananas, bananas, bananas!
Oh, I have that written on a piece of paper right here.
Right! I remember now. I gave you the password. I wrote it on the paper.
Oh.
Why didn't you tell me?
I'm sorry, Ginger. It said bananas, bananas, bananas.
Yeah.
I thought it was a shopping list.
Hey, friend, summer is here. Get ready for the hottest time of the year. Hey, friend, summer is here. Get ready for the hottest time of the year. Will you go somewhere alone? Or go out with some friends? Just remember to have fun now, for the summer ends. Hey, friends, summer is here. Get ready for the hottest time of the year. Do you want to get some munchies? Or watch a movie inside? Just remember to sunscreen when you take your bike for a ride. Hey friends, summer is here. Get ready for the hottest time of the year. Hey friends, summer is here. Get ready for the hottest time of the year.
Thanks for joining us, friends. Hey, Peter, I think we should teach our friends what a lost and found is.
That's a very good idea. This is a place where if you lost something, maybe you can find it in the lost and found. Or if you find something that's not yours, put it in the lost and found. Well, friends, we learned a lot today, and we hope you enjoyed the lesson. We'll see you tomorrow right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye. Bye.